This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is a Friday. Time for a four-pack of questions with Billy Lanning. We do it every Friday at 11:30 here on WEEI. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket coming your way about 15 minutes from now. Who's into the Sweet 16? How are we faring with the matchups today? Yes, all the Boston teams are winning again, and we'll probably meet up in the Final Four. And this was a fruitless exercise, but we'll update that at 11:40.
We'll have to do the alternate Final Four. We'll do two separate Final Fours. Yeah, we'll do the Boston Final Four, and then we'll do like the real Final Four.
Loser's bracket?
Yeah.
Loser's bracket.
Yeah. The best Boston jersey.
Yeah, nice.
That's fine.
Let's knock them down there. What do we have for a question today, Billy?
All right, what will be the most used infield by the Red Sox this season?
Okay. Bregman at third.
Agreed. Yes.
Mm.
So I know what they want it to be. Here's what I'm going to say it's going to be. So
it's not going to be Trevor Story at short.
No.
It will be Campbell at second.
I think so.
It will be Cassis at first. What's
maybe
my answer at shortstop?
Maybe it's the year Story.
No,
it's not. Though. Yeah, no.
It's going to be a sad story, Nick. It's going to be Marcelo Meyer. I always screw that up. Marcelo Meyer. I called Cassis the wrong name for like 4 years.
Whatever.
So it'll be Cassis, Campbell, Meyer, Bregman, say Connor Wong. They're going to start the year with Trevor Story at short.
You kind of catcher as an infielder?
Is it not an infielder?
No, he's a catcher.
An infielder?
No, an IF. He's not. That's not. Nowhere is a catcher's not part of your infield.
He's not part of the outfield.
Right. He's his own thing. I agree.
He's an infielder.
He's part of the battery.
He's
the
not
pitcher and the catcher.
Pitcher's an infielder.
No, he's not. No, he isn't.
When they go around the horn, the catcher catches the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not an infielder.
And they're like, let's take a look at the infield.
Involved in around the horn.
Say it again.
Well, he throws it down.
He starts it.
Yeah, he starts it. I actually,
after a punch out?
I meant after a strikeout. Yeah, sorry. I thought I meant like a ground out.
Well, no, he's too busy talking to the ump and all that stuff. You're telling me a catcher's not an infielder?
I don't think so.
Nick?
I don't agree with that.
I feel like a catcher is an infielder.
You're going to tell me like Ivan Rodriguez shouldn't be considered an infielder when he's just...
No, he's a catcher.
He plays in the dirt, though.
So if there's like
True,
a bunt...
Who, on the dirt.
If there's a bunt, who gets it? Who fields it?
Sometimes the pitcher.
Center fielder.
Not the center fielder, Bill.
Sometimes
unless it's cool Papa Bell. He was so fast, he'd line drive up the middle, hit himself in the head, slide into second base. No, I think he's an infielder.
Okay, fine.
Connor Wong.
So Connor Wong. I wasn't including him in my personal
list. Somebody's going to have to break the tie on that because we're split 2-2 on the show.
Billy, wait, no. Is Nick with me?
No, Nick's with me. Billy's with you.
No, he's an infielder.
Billy's with you.
With
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Oh, you
yeah.
are?
Yeah, I'm
oh, my voted. Bad, Bill.
Yeah, I've been
oh, you got smoked on that.
did, All right, so hey, so this is the AI overview from the Google machine.
Thank you. Good.
No, a catcher is not considered an infielder.
Wow, I was about to. Yeah. I was about to.
Though they are part of the, quote, battery, a play within the infield
I mean,
area.
Did I not just say that?
Yeah,
I just said that.
It consists of positions of first, second, third, short.
Yeah, but you're asking a robot.
Yeah, so
Google
I know.
Google AI also said Vrabel had 11 touchdowns, not 12.
They're going to be our leaders soon. So
Google
yes,
AI also said the random player in college hoops the other day was, who did you say on the first one? It wasn't Jonathan Oz. Who are we guessing from Virginia?
Oh, for Curtis Staples.
Yeah. So the AI answer, it's not exact. Look, I'll take it. It's on my side. And it was almost to the word exactly what I said. Catcher's not an infielder. Anyway, what's your infield? With or without the catcher?
All right, let's put Connor Wong to the side here. Let's put him in the battery.
I didn't realize it was such a hot button.
Cassis, Campbell, Mayer, Bregman. I think Trevor Story starts the year. He will inevitably get hurt. And Mayer's been hitting the cover off the ball. And they almost want to put him at short, it feels like. So I think they're going to jump at the chance to put him to short. This might not even happen for a month or two.
Right.
But maybe he plays 100 games there. Right. And that'll be the infield that is right. most
not
used.
Not the opening day
no,
infield,
no, no, no.
The most yeah. used infield. So we actually, despite all the disagreement there, we actually completely agree on 100%. The infield. Yep. I just wouldn't have Connor Wong in it.
Yep.
All right, what's our next
one? What is your favorite NCAA tournament memory?
The one that jumps out to me, and I guess I don't really even know why, is Tyus Edney going coast to coast.
Oh, that was sick against Missouri.
Yeah.
He went like behind his back, and that was nasty. What about Bryce Drew, the Valpo?
That's a great one.
Catch and shoot. That was a 13 over a 4. They beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss.
I took such a bath on this. We've talked about this the other day, but Mario Chalmers hitting the game win, like that was a pretty sweet one. Ooh, what was the one?
That was.
When Nova won, what was that buzzer beater?
Firm? Oh, no, that was. You're talking about the final?
Yeah, was it the final?
He hit a 3, came down and hit it back and another 3.
That was a good moment. Although, if I can't even name the guy, then I guess it's not that great. Tyus Edney is my answer. I don't know why that's my answer, but that's the one that like immediately jumped into my mind.
Tyus Edney was a really good one. Didn't Jake Voskal hit one for UConn in a game?
That'd be cross him off the random basketball player list. That'd be a good random basketball player.
Richard Jefferson hit one. And so my sister was at UConn. That was her freshman year at UConn, was the year that Rip Hamilton and those guys won the title. So we were following them pretty closely. Khalid Al-Amin, Jake Voskal, Kevin Freeman, Moore.
Ooh, Kevin Freeman, nice player.
So that was a fun team. That was up there for me.
That was back when I liked UConn, man.
Yeah.
That was back when I can't stand Hurley now. He's such a horse's ass. Yeah. I can't stand Hurley.
Anytime Duke loses, also a favorite of mine.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I liked UConn because of who they were going against.
Was it CJ McCollum that had a great series against them? Also, that's when I remember being like, oh, Steph Curry's nasty when that Davidson run. Now, that's not like a single moment.
I think
you're right.
McCollum beat Duke at Lehigh. I think that's right. Eric Maynard at VCU took down Duke.
So those are all great moments.
These are all a lot of great moments.
Yeah,
believe it or not, they really sum them up every year in the one shining moment.
They really do. They put them all together for you.
But my one shining moment would be Tyus Edney.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next, Billy?
If you could own any pro sports team, what would it be?
You're the actual team, not the sport, correct?
Own any team.
Okay.
So you'd have to
own a sport?
Yeah, you can own a sport.
I don't know. I guess I don't know why I asked it that way.
If you could own any pro sports team. So not like a minor league.
I think
team.
I missed the word pro in there. I just read
if you could own a sport. I would own racquetball.
I don't know why I asked that. What team would I own?
See, honestly, I don't even know if it's a thing I would want. If I was a millionaire,
would.
I'd want to own a team. I don't
Hell yeah.
So.
You wouldn't want to be like Mark Cuban?
He sold the team.
No,
Cuban doesn't even want to be Mark Cuban.
But during Mark Cuban's run, you wouldn't want to do that? Or like Steve Ballmer?
Sit on the bench. Yeah, basketball would be kind of fun, but now like with these contracts, like we were talking about this yesterday, like it's an interesting time to be buying teams. Guys making 60
maliciously, like buy the Lakers and tank them.
You could submarine them. Football's probably the most like the easiest. It's not a lot of games. It makes so much money.
It's the most lucrative.
It's the most lucrative.
Yeah,
and you just sit there and own a team on a basketball team, or I'm sorry, a football team. So maybe the Patriots.
Yeah, I guess my answer is the Celtics. I feel like that's a lame answer.
Huh.
I would want to be an NBA owner.
Not the Vancouver Canucks? You don't want to own them?
No. And if I could pick a sport, it would be basketball.
Yeah.
To just own.
Just own the league?
Yeah. No, I guess my answer is the Celtics.
What about the Revs?
And then I move them to Vermont.
What if you own the Pats and the Revs?
Nice. Yeah, that's
true. You could move a team wherever you wanted. You could put a team in
right by the popcorn stand in Gostown if you wanted to.
Put it in Gostown. Yeah.
If Keith owned the Patriots, they'd have every washed up player from the last 5 years.
Oh my God, that's so true.
And they would only wear the Pat Patriot uniforms every single game. They'd be like, these ones again? Like, yeah, that's our logo now.
Yeah, pay the fine when they tell you can't wear them anymore. Yeah.
Like, we're wearing them. Wow. That helmet, we're getting rid.
Think of the roster Keith would put together.
All the flying Elvises would be gone. We'd have Steph Diggs, Cooper Kupp. We'd have all these guys lined up.
It would be that meme of like this team would be awesome in 2007.
Yeah, that'd be the squad. They might squeak out a playoff win here and there.
Nice. Okay, what's our last one, Billy?
All right, last one. Who will have more receiving yards next season, Steph Diggs or anyone on the Pats?
The answer is, believe it or not, Diggs. And the reason that I keep saying I would take Steph Diggs and then talk so negatively about him is because if it's Diggs or nothing, Diggs or what they have on the roster, I will hold my nose and take Steph Diggs. I think there are better options out there, although they're very much dwindling, and I would point to Amari Cooper as a better option. But who will have more yards? Even if he plays 14 games, 12 games, Diggs than anybody on this roster.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hunter Henry led the Patriots in receiving yards last year with 674.
Yeah, Diggs will get more than that.
Yeah.
He played half a year last year. What do you have? 500, something like that?
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah. So if Diggs has an off year and has, let's call it 800 yards receiving, do the Patriots right now have an 800-yard receiver on the team?
No.
I don't think so.
Did Bourne do it with McDaniels? Did Bourne hit 800?
With McDaniels.
So Bourne hit 800?
I think so, but like not by much.
With Mac.
Oh, my God. 800 on the nose.
Really?
800, okay. Yeah.
So,
well, that is the thing. They have a real offensive coordinator.
Move Diggs to 801. 801. Will they get anybody at 800? No, not on this roster.
I don't think so. Yes, yeah, so I'll take Steph Diggs on that as well. Now, he'll probably have to play, if he plays 13 or 14 games, then I think he'll for sure have more than anybody else.
Right. If he somehow doesn't, if he plays 8 games,
different
then,
story,
then
yeah,
it
yeah.
is different. But he should be back. I'm scared of when he returns, mm-hmm. and he might be even a little slow when he first gets back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd expect him to play in like 12 games. I wouldn't expect him to play 17.
No.
But I'd expect him to play like 12. So, yeah. No, yeah. We agree on that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is our Friday 4-pack. 4-pack of questions each and every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Sometimes you get an unexpected debate in there. Like, is a catcher an infielder? You can jump in. 617-779-7937.
Sure.
Not according to Google AI.
Doesn't run out to the outfield.
There was a good healthy debate going on the Twitch text line as
yeah.
well about that. Says, I would have thought that a catcher is an infielder until I thought about middle infielders or corner infielders. Catcher doesn't fit into either. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Dice says the catcher and pitcher are considered the battery. They are not part of the infield.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody else said Google says catchers are not infielders.
Damn.
I guess that wasn't a debate. That was
so
all on my
side.
There's
only four infielders?
Well, we voted 3-1. So.
Yeah, well.
It's true. On this show it is.
Yeah.
Catcher's part of the infield on this show.
Democracy. I've been.
Well, we talked to Brad Foe next week so we can get the answer for real on opening day.
We should. All right, we ever hear from Brad Foe about who the second baseman is or what his take is?
He did say, last time we talked to him, let me check the lineup, which came out like 2 hours after he was on with us, and it was David Hamilton, who he also kind of gave us as the answer before, which we don't love.
Lame.
I want him to be Marcelo Mayer at this point, even more than Campbell.
I think I want Campbell, but I think I want Mayer,
and then be like, hey, when Story gets hurt, you're just going to pop over anyway.
I would prefer Meyer to Hamilton.
I'll never get that one right. It should be so easy.
617-779-7937. More your phone calls. Let's update the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. Two matchups you can vote in right now. We'll update you coming up.